changing our world through the preaching of the gospel. Changing our world through the preaching of the gospel. It is through the preaching of the gospel that our world will change. War will not change our world. Genocide will not change our world. Dictatorship cannot change our world. Ideologies cannot transform our world. It is through the preaching of the gospel. Say amen. W.F. Kumuyi said, a man is not civilized through his knowledge of books, but a man becomes civilized through the preaching of the gospel to him. It means that no matter your level of academia, you are not complete until you have heard the gospel. Say amen. Are you there? It is the preaching of the gospel that brought rapid civilization into our world. It is the gospel that transformed nations and countries and continents. Civilization comes about as a result of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus. Myself and my twin brother, Reverend Stanley Mensah, 1976, we went to a crusade hosted by the Archbishop Benson Idahosa. I've said it again and I don't mind repeating it at all. It was that crusade that we went, 1976. We are now 61 years old. We're 61 years old last week. Eh? Well, last week, we're 61 years. And I hear they took offering for us. Thank you very much. We haven't received the offering yet, but we know that they will give it to us. Yeah, they'll give it to us. They said they received offering for us. So we are yet to receive the offering. But thank you very much for giving to us. As you have blessed me, also, others also bless you. But we went to that crusade. And I said, from 1976 to 2022, is how many years? 47 years that I heard the gospel. And Archbishop Benson, that was a preach, three messages. Number one, first night, the lamp of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. We went for it to accept Christ. The second day, the story of blind Bartimaeus. I've never heard somebody preach on Bartimaeus. We went for it to accept Christ. Then the last night, the woman with the issue. This is the woman with the issue. And she preached it. All the three nights, myself and Stanley went to accept Christ. Because we felt that when somebody preach powerfully and he makes an altar call, you have to go in and accept Christ. Are you there or not there? Yeah. And those 3 days transformed our lives. Through that transformation, we have also preached the gospel across the country, across the nations. And many lives have also been transformed. As you are seated here, if I give you a microphone, you can remember the day you heard the gospel. And your life is transformed because you heard the gospel. Otherwise, why would you wear red and white and come and stand here on a Sunday and be singing? The kind of life where you were going, you know, it is the gospel that has brought you to the church. You were a high time girl. Very, very high time. It is the gospel. Some people were weed smokers, people were bandits, people were somewhere crooks, drunkards and things. It is the gospel. Don't you notice that when you were a bad boy, if you were a bad boy, you see your mother, your mother has tried. And then your mother didn't know that. Now that you have become a better person, it was the gospel of Jesus Christ, not your mother's words. It's the gospel. If it wasn't for the gospel, you'd not be sitting here. It is the gospel that has brought you transformation. This country can only be saved through the preaching of the gospel, not the ideas of men. If it is ideas of men, this country would have been transformed long time ago. It's not ideas. It's not the ideas of a party. It's not the ideas of whatever. Nkrumah is, what is it again? Nkrumah is, Dankwabuzia tradition. Those things don't change a nation. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that can transform it. We can borrow some of these ideas to help us, but the real transformation is not political transformation. It is the transformation of the heart. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. So preaching of the gospel is the key to the transformation of a nation and a country. This country has been visited by Archbishop Benzi Daosa, T.L. Osborne, Maurice Cirillo, and many, many great men of God who were sent into this country to preach. And that is how we are today. Say amen. Yeah. Now, we have taken up the mantle going to towns, cities, villages, preaching the gospel. Look at the book of John, chapter number 20. The book of John, chapter 20. Look at what the Bible says. John 20. Reading from verse number 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had said so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father have sent me, even so send I you. Hallelujah. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained unto them. So when Jesus resurrected, he breathed upon the disciples and sent them. As the Father has sent me into the world, so send I you. Say amen. And that sending has been there till today. It is the sending. Missionaries, listen to this, I've said it, let me repeat it again. Missionaries were sent from Switzerland, from the UK and other places, and these men, I really thank God for them. They came to our dark continent of Africa. They never knew it. They didn't know anybody. They are churches. That, you know, I can imagine their pastor say that, look, we are born again. We know Christ. We speak in tongues. But there are other nations, African people who need the gospel. Who need the gospel. So who will I send? Who will go for us? Then you see couples. Men coming forward, we are ready. Are you ready to go to Africa? Are you ready to go to the? Say, we are ready. Then they prepared them, packed their bags, and guess what they did? This is the most amazing part. Suga, amazing part. They celebrated them. Any good thing you have to say to them, say it now. Because where they are going, they may not come back. They knew that they were coming to Africa and they may not come back to Switzerland. Come on. So they bade them farewell. They sold all their properties. They took on a ship and came to a region, a continent, a town, a city where they knew not. And guess what? Some of them died on arrival. It's called DOA. Dead on arrival. They didn't have what you call ETA, estimated time of arrival. We are just sailing. When we arrive, we arrive. And some died. They were bitten by mosquitoes. They drank our poison water. We were immune to the water we were drinking. Those days there was not Belacqua, name them, Vena. Vortic. There was something like Vortic.
There was nothing like Bible water. We were drinking demonic, worm-infested, frog-infested water. But their system could not take it. So when they drank it, it poisoned them and they died. Those days, there were no text messages or WhatsApp to say that, oh, the missionaries who came are dead, so send another one. No. They just, after some time, they said, we want to send another batch of people to Africa. When they arrived, the people said, your people who came, you know, they are, let's show you where we bury them. Let's show you where you bury them. Father, mother, two daughters. Some of them survived 1 month. Some survived 1 week. Some survived 6 months. What did they come to do? They came to preach the gospel. You see, the reason why you are not clapping because you didn't know how light came to Africa. Another batch was sent. Another batch was sent. When they came, they built churches. They built schools. They taught us carpentry. We have never seen a mirror before. They showed us a mirror. A mirror. We never seen a mirror before. They showed us a mirror. We never, guess what? We didn't know how to read and write. These men stayed here, learned our languages, developed consonants and vowels, translated the Bible from English into our language. They stayed here, translated the Bible, printed it, and gave it to us for free. And they died here. If you go to Mampong, my friend Bishop Hayward Mills, he's got a museum of missionaries who were sent with the gospel to, and the ones who came to Ghana, they have a whole museum. Arrival 1847, died 1848. For 1 year they died. Arrival 1856, died 1860. That's how the gospel was preached. Then we didn't know how to read. We didn't know how to write. We were carnivorous. We were eating animals, drinking blood, doing so many things. And light came. We didn't know how to. Yeah, light came. And what brought light was not the sunlight. What brought light was the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes. Not the filament bulb. It was the message of Jesus Christ. It was the message of the gospel. You are seated here because of the message of the gospel of Jesus. Because if it hadn't been for Christ, where you were heading to, where you were going, the kind of life you were living, nobody could advise you. You had an encounter on the road of Damascus. God visited you through the preaching of the word. And today, you are seated in church, nicely dressed, worshiping. It is all because of Jesus. Say amen. The preaching of the gospel. The preaching of the gospel. Nobody could transform my father. My father was a very strong, coconut head-headed man. No advice. Very proud, very strong, and very arrogant. Say amen. Very, very. I've never seen my father apologize to my mother before. I have never heard the word I am sorry from the lips of my father before. I have never seen my father accept his fault before. He's always right. He was always right. Very arrogant, very proud, very strong, very headed, coconut head. I've seen my father sit with his brothers and sisters and they will fight. Not physical fight, but you know, argument, everything. I've never seen him defeated. You know, there are some people that nobody defeats them. They win every argument. They are never sorry in their home. They have never apologized to their wife before. They are always right. That's the way my father was. He went to Scotland Yard 1974. And came out as one of the top fingerprints in the country from Scotland Yard. When they took him from the airport, they drove him straight to the village and went and cut animals and teased them, dip his foot in blood. and thank the gods who took him to Scotland and brought him back. They didn't go to church, they went straight to the village. Myself and Pastor Stanley were about 10 years, 11 or 12 years. We went and we saw our father drenched in blood. We didn't know what was happening. My father came back from the village. He was never the same again. He started drinking, started what? Divorced my mom, went and married another woman, it didn't work. Went and married a second one, third one, it didn't work. Went and married the fourth one, it didn't work. Nothing could change him. He fell down and fell into a gutter. A noble, respectful, a man was going to become one of the IGPs in the country. Now he was in the gutter, drunk. Left my mom. My mom went and stayed with the sisters. I'm telling you my story. I know where I'm going with it. Say amen. Yeah. We left. My father used to, when we did a school fees, you go to him, daddy, you want school fees? He said, I'm coming. He would go into and take his purse and open his bed. This is my money. It is mine. I won't give you. Yeah. I won't give you. Became sick. One day my uncle, one of my uncle called and said, Reverend, I said, your father is lying here. I said, where? He said, lying in the gutter. I said, really? I said, uncle, do you have a shovel there? He said, why a shovel? I said, is there sand around? I said, leave him in the gutter. Let him die and afterwards bury him. That shows the hatred, the pain I had against my father because of his wickedness. He wouldn't pay school fees. He wouldn't do anything. He was with his wives. The only thing that changed my father was the gospel of Jesus. The only thing that changed him was the gospel. The only thing that changed, advice, people, friends, nobody could transform him. He said the gospel. Receive Christ. His sins were forgiven. And he stopped the drinking, whatever. He was praying. One day, myself and Pastor were doing a program at Legon. And they told you that your children, come and see what they are, the miracles and signs and what they are doing. Say, my children, pori pori walking here, they are doing miracles and signs. My children, pori pori, they are doing what? And who is listening to them? So he came to Legon. This was the way he walked. He went to Legon. The place was full. Cafeteria was full. Then they said, there's no space. They said, the man that is preaching, that is his father. Immediately they said that they gave him access. Then he came and sat down. People were falling. Power of God had broken loose everywhere. When we closed, my father walked like this. He said, who taught you all these things? Who taught you all these things? It was the power of the gospel of Jesus. It was the transforming power of the gospel of Jesus. Received Christ, became born again, died peacefully after I don't know how many years he lived. And we brought him here to this auditorium and he was buried. After he has heard the gospel, not advice of men. A futu ensisendipa. Jesus, sofie bi pato, ma wetie nyame asem. See amen. Into wo sheshe, you know, nyo bebo mbaya, usi obi ntume. Nyo bebo mbaya, usi obi ntume. I've changed this world, though. Nia obebo no, eye eradiase. That's the only thing that can change you. That is what Paul said. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, for the gospel itself is the power of God unto your salvation. Salvation is the most important thing in this world. It's not your money, it's not your car, it's not everything, your businesses. When was the last time you went to a funeral and you saw cars tied to the coffin? 7 cars, shoes and bags and suits and buildings tied to the coffin. The Bible said, naked came out of this world and naked shall I return. You came naked and naked you shall return. what will happen to you is whether you have Christ in you, and then you spend eternity in glory with Jesus Christ. What will it profit a man if you gain this whole world and lose your soul? Acquiring wealth. There's nothing wrong with acquiring wealth. Becoming very rich, very famous, very important. Importance in yourself. It's okay. But without Christ, you are dust. Without Christ, you are nothing. Without Christ, you are a rag has more value than you. Without Christ, a rag has more value than you without Christ. That is why the Bible says your righteousness is like a filthy rag. That makes even a rag more important. Indeed, what if you ask us why whatever, you don't respect church, you don't whatever. Is it the devil is laughing at you? He said, I'm waiting for you here. The devil is saying, I'm waiting for you here. Since you have rejected Christ, if you reject Christ, you are coming here. Like a rich man who sat at the table in Luke 19, the Bible said he fed sumptuously. He ate well, drank wine and everything. He had a very big house, and they placed Lazarus at his gate, that he, the rich man, will feed Lazarus. But guess what? They threw the food in the dustbin, and only the man's bulldust came and licked the source of Lazarus. But you see, whether rich or poor, one day you give up. Whether rich or poor. The rich man died. You can imagine, have you gone to a rich funeral before? Hey, about seven catering services. The suit he was going to wear came from the UK. The tiling of his grave, Italian marbles. The casket came from Russia. A college of bishops were the ones who were, give me a file. Bishops with big hats. Lead kindly, Lord, amidst a circling gloom, holy thou me, oh. The night is dark, and I am far from home, only thou me. Bishops. Came to the funeral. And then they read tributes. Let me tell you something. What's your name again? Noble, how old are you? 39. Have you ever been to any funeral that they have read bad things about the person before? Yeah. Does it mean that everybody who dies is a good person? So that is that you shouldn't believe some of the things they are reading there. They are all lies. Me, I'm 61 years old. I've never been to any funeral where they have read bad things. Everybody is nice, was kind. His name is affectionately called Pajo. That's what they always say. So don't be fooled by tributes that they read about you. Where people wear gangui and come here. A short tribute for my beloved friend, affectionately called Pajo. He was a very kind man, very compassionate, very selfless. Useless. Your true records are in heaven. When they took him to the cemetery, demons have surrounded the cemetery. Waiting. they were saying that, leave him here and we'll show you where he will spend eternity. Let me tell you that there is no big service, a college of bishops, their prayers, and any amount of tribute that can change your destiny. No amount of testimonies read by a litany of tributes. For it is appointed unto man once to die, after that judgment. See, man. As soon as they laid him in the Italian marble casket shroud, beautiful, demons came for his soul to hell. And guess the hell? The Bible calls it forever. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the poor man also died. When a man full of sores, gangrene, diabetic smelling sores dies, it is only his friends who are poor who will come to. Whatever. His poor friends. So they wrap him in the same material that he died with. With the sword, they look for some wawabi and they do knock it together. They were supposed to dig 6 feet for him. After the third feet, they said, "Kuya bro, you need here." So they dug only up to 3 feet. Then they try to look for pastors. You see the pastor. I'm so busy. No pastor was there. No bishop. No shroud. No catering service. No nothing. The poor people buried him, and then they collected the sand with their hands and some half-baked shovel. And then they didn't have flowers. No, how do you call that thing? Read. Nobody read it. So one person climbed a neem tree, plucked the neem tree, and planted the neem tree. And then they didn't have a song, so they sang. Enye bibi famo nyami. Enye bibi famo nyami. Shenyo wa ye mi fie. Pasa. Shenyo wa ye mi fie. Pasa. Ko, nanti ye wa. Na, di kan, yesu nyakobo bwa. There was no widow, no children, no nothing. But angels have surrounded the cemetery. Am I talking to somebody here? And angels came for his soul and deposited his soul in Abraham's bosom. And in hell, this rich man lifted his eyes and saw this poor, wretched, rich man in Abraham's room begging that I am in torment in this place. The waters in heaven, take it up, dip your finger and put one drop on my tongue. The guy was drinking Belacqua, Vena, Nero, Voltic, Awake Mineral Water, was now begging for one drop. Am I talking to somebody? So you see, your it depends on where you are spending what? Eternity. And everybody here under the sound of my voice has eternity in his heart. But there are other people who don't know where they will spend eternity. That is why Jesus said, go, everybody's sins you remit are remitted. Everybody's sins you retain are retained. Go, as my Father have sent me, so send I you. And that is why we are going to Qatar and Logan for Christ. To preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out devil, to preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. We will not sit in our air-conditioned building here, nicely dressed with nice perfume, and be content with our lives here. we are going to inconvenience ourselves. Take our buses, pack our bags, go there and tell that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. That's where we are going. And you must come along. You can come along in several ways. Come along physically. Come along financially. Come along materially. I went to preach at Cedar Mountain. And I preached a little about salvation. The man got up and said, all the offerings we are receiving today, we are sowing it as a seed to Reverend Steve's Christ with the Rural World. They gave me 15,000 Ghana cedis. Yeah. I'm very happy. I have a friend in Miami. Last year, he gave us $100,000. Then last year, he gave us $150,000. Somebody came to us and said, Reverend, Crusader Mokono, I have a truck. The truck is 600,000. I have given it to you for the gospel. Yes. Yes. And what did he say? Keto, what did he say? He said, what did he say? Say it.
He said he will bring us more trucks and he has plans to give us buses.
What is it for? It's for the preaching of the gospel. If you're a rich man, you have houses, you have lands, you have things, and nothing of yours is preaching the gospel, your riches are in vain. God is never impressed with a rich man who doesn't sponsor the gospel. The reason for your riches and your breakthrough is that you may be a conduit of blessing. Am I in church? I've gone somewhere. Pastor Stanley was telling me this morning, he said, it is not easy for you to be preaching about missions every time. He said, it's not an easy thing. Because we've been preaching and we've been doing this for the past 35 years. And anytime we have to preach, we have to go out, I have to stand and preach and convince you why you must give to the gospel. It's not easy. As soon as I take the Bible and I read, Jesus said, go into all the... That is what they commented. And I hear the comment in my spirit. Yeah. And it is true. I'm coming to collect money. Because I cannot go... We cannot go to this place alone. We are doing day of help. Over 10,000 disabled people are coming. Over 10,000 disabled people. We are preaching. We are giving out food. This year, we want to give out between 2,000 to 5,000 half pieces of cloth to old ladies and old men, old ladies and young women who cannot whatever. And beginning from next week, I'm charging matter. I'm charging you that. Bring 2,000, get a canopy, 2,000 half pieces of cloth. And when we close, just go and buy some. Just buy some. Somebody called me and said, I am, listen, oh, this is very important. He said, I am bringing 10,000 pieces of chalewate for your missions. Yes. Yes. The Lifeline people have ordered one full container of wheelchairs for paralyzed people who can't walk. Who can't walk. There are people, listen, there are people crawling on their hands and knees. At the height of 39 to 41 degrees of sunshine. 41 degrees. Do you know what 41 degrees? 41. Scorching sun. You are wearing shoes and socks. His hands and her hands are on the gravel ground walking to the crusade. Bare ground. So God, didn't you see it? Didn't you see people crawling on the ground?
So much, so much. So many of them came.
Crawling on the ground in the scorching sun. Wheelchairs were finished. Food was finished. One gentleman crawled 4.5 miles to come and look for food. When he came, the food were finished. Wheelchairs was finished. I told the people, What is this? So we have food and wheelchairs reserved for the chief. I said, which chief? If you can walk and talk, bring the food down. Reduce the chief's food and whatever. So we took out, we went into the, that time, my crusade director, who does the right thing, has packed the chief's food. I said, open the truck. Open the, this guy has crawled 4.5 miles. He didn't have money for transport. And nobody was picking him up. Everyone was driving. He's been falling since morning. We took the chief's wheelchairs, took his bucket, took his food, took everything down. Gave it to, when we gave it to the guy couldn't, he didn't know how to carry it. We took, you know, this tutu, what do you call it? Keke? Yes. Aboboya. We took Aboboya, put him, pack his food, whatever. You know the question he asked? Is it all for me? He said, yes, it's all for you. Rice, sugar, gari, beans, cutlass, mattress. He couldn't go into the Aboboya. She said, is it all for me? Say, yes, it's all for you. You know what he said? God bless you. I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you. Then we paid the Aboboya. Take him straight to his house. Then we gave money to the guy. This is for you to buy other food things that you need to be able to cook. He said, I live alone. My wife left me when I became paralyzed. You know, women, they were there. Mama, can they beat it, sir? Baby, I am so cold. So cold, and my pet. Me people down their mom, pet. Job, you hear it? And I was telling my twin brother that if for everything we came for this particular man, it was worth it. Crawl! If I ask you to go in the sun right now, remove your shoes and crawl on your hands and knees from here to here, you will not survive it. Ubay bread would not fail. Blisters, you crawl, you can't do it. 4 miles. He said he started at dawn. When I think I cry, I know I bring no transit. I break a cry through the bushes because only see on the far car. And he got there in the evening and everything was finished. I was looking around. I said, how can everything finish? He said, there's some reserved food for the chief. I said, which of the chiefs? Open the truck. Say, man. You see, if you are here, please sit down, and you haven't been to our missions, you will not know what we are talking about. You don't know what you are talking about. You don't understand. You don't have the empathy because unko bida. But when you have been on the field, that is why this is only from here to Anglo Ghana is how many hours, Shaba? 3 hours. So I'm asking you to just 3 hours, leave your home and then come. Just come. Don't do anything. Just come and stand like this and be looking. You will be blown away what you will see. One lady, two ladies in this church who came to the missions, when they came to the day of help, they started crying. They came, Reverend Steve. I said, take it easy. What is it? Reverend, we should be doing this every month. And I said, in my head, every month. Do you know what it means to do even one? Then he said, Reverend, when I get money. I said, that is why God will give you money. Because these two ladies who have never been to jail, they saw human beings, their fellow women, crawling, very disturbing, very, very disabled. I can show you disabled people here in our ministry. You won't believe that is a human being. Twisted. Sick, swollen head, swollen jaw, swollen everything. They don't have dentists, they don't go to ophthalmology, they don't have hospital, they live in a hole. That is why we are building the CEM Ability Village, so that all these homeless disabled people will have a home. We have a home. So what we are
are going to do, it's not a fanfare, it's not a holiday. It is not that we don't have anything to do with our money, that we are going to spend millions of Ghana cedis to go and take care of it. Because it is only the preaching of the gospel that can transform lives. Only the preaching of the gospel, nothing else. We thank God for NGOs and things, but brother, if it is without the preaching, the person's life is not transformed. So that when the person, listen, so that when the person is not even healed from his disability, at least his heart can be healed and will have eternity. In heaven, there's no cripple. There's no blind. We will take on immortality. When you see disabled people in heaven, they are fit. All the disability vanishes. The preaching of the gospel. When the woman at the well heard the gospel, she ran to the city, brought all the men, and transformed a whole city. The woman with the woman who committed adultery and were going to be stoned, she was ready. She knows the punishment. She couldn't help it. She's an adulterer. She's addicted to adultery. She sleeps with people's husbands. She has eyes called Warabeba. When you look at her eyes, you will follow her. Her weakness drove her. And because she was a regular snatcher of people's husbands, almost a tennis, and the Bible said they caught her. John chapter 8, verse 3. They caught her in the very act. And they took her by the hair. They dragged her and put her. Jesus, this lady was caught in adultery, even in the very act. What sayest thou? They left the guy because this woman is a witch. She's a very whatever. The woman said, she was ready to be stoned. But the gospel of Jesus, the person of Christ, saved her. What a gospel. What a man of Galilee. He said, where are the accusers? So they are not here. He said, did you accuse them no more? Condemn you? He said, no. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. The word of that woman changed. Zacchaeus, a notorious bandit tax collector. Everybody knows that this man, hell, he has a big mansion in hell for this guy. He has a place in hell because in Kofusika, where we are stealing. Hey! They saw him on the tree. Jesus saw him, said, Zacchaeus, come down, for today I must abide at your house. Jesus went into his house. Zacchaeus couldn't believe that Jesus, the Son of God, was in his house. Immediately he said, half of my goods I gave it to the poor. And if I have defrauded anybody, I shall return it four times. Because Jesus has come to my house. When the gospel goes into the heart of a person, nobody asks the person to change. The change takes place by an encounter with Jesus. Am I talking to somebody here? That is why we cannot sit in our comfort zone, sit here in our red carpeted church with our glasses and our Gucci perfume and say that we are preaching the gospel. We have to leave. Go ye, preach, heal the sick, cast out them, tell them that the kingdom of God has come. He said, when you go, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, take care of the sick, take care of strangers. And anytime you do these things to the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. That is why in our crusades, we feed hungry people. We take care, there will be we are bringing about 30 trucks to your region. You watch it, 30 trucks. You see, if the day it will arrive, I'll tell you, Suga, count the trucks. You will see, how many did you see in Bolgatanga? Yeah, 30 plus trucks full of items. Yeah, trucks, mattresses. There will be about seven trucks. We are believing God to carry between 5,000 to 10,000.
10,000 mattresses. We are changing the sleeping places of many people. Nobody has a right to sleep on the bare ground. When you are sleeping on latest foam, ash foam, high density, I'm a chi having team, I got to high density. We chi out. Yeah. 7 trucks brought our whatever. And brother, it is. We have projects going on. We have a lot of projects going on. We push our project aside for a season and take care of the sick and of the poor. And I thank God you are part of it. That is why Washington has invited all of us to come and receive the Global Humanitarian Lifetime Achievement Award. Yes. All of us have been invited. They said that we cannot put all of you in a plane. That's why. So a few of us are going. And the class captain is the one going to receive. You see, when a team, a football team, wins a match, they congratulate everybody. But the captain is the one giving the cap. I'm your captain. I'm the one going to receive the cap. On our behalf. Global Humanitarian Lifetime Achievement Award for taking care of sick people. Some of these people are Muslims. Well, we don't care at all. You know what Reverend Isu told me? He said, Reverend Steve, you came to... He said, I live in Bogatanga here. And you people came from the south. And you have shaken the Islamic kingdom and shaken the Christian kingdom. And then you know what he said? He said, now I am part of your team. That's how come he's... Have you seen him there? Yeah. We didn't just put his picture there. He said, I'm coming. He said, wherever you guys are going, I am part of it. Pastor Matthew is coming all the way from London. He said, I am 70 years old. For the rest of my life, this is the work I'll be doing. Preaching the gospel. A tiny little girl like you, take your mattress and let's go to Angloga. You say you won't go. Meanwhile, you can travel with your boyfriend to Obuasi, Bija Beach. But come to this place, you don't want to. A small girl like you, go and preach the gospel. You won't go. You want to go with your boyfriend to some place. They go me outside and the waba. They say, "Wolu me miyankwa and open." Yeah, small girl. You be di echi. Iko share a yanfo no. Who do boyfriend echi? And our boy who be four. Into the Eko Buzia Beach. Another one who they call Cape Coast. With bibi na. Just say, Udia Konyaba. Now, I bought belt, pimping. I will leave the second come to be now. Would you do boyfriend? But come and preach the gospel. No, you don't want to go and preach the gospel. A small girl like you. Preach the gospel. Small girls. How old are you? How old are you? 27. How old are you?
31.
How old are you? 31. Are you coming to Angloga? Will you come to Angloga? Will you come to Angloga? Come, preach, heal the sick, help all ladies, share food. And I don't want you to be hearing excuses like, I have this distance, I'm so out of my office. Stop saying those things. Give time to the work of the ministry and come and help vulnerable people. All these buses, look, they show some buses. All those buses you are seeing, they are all rented. All these people, children who are sick, destitute, people who don't know what to do. Thousands, millions of cities are sent to take care of these people. And you are going to be a part of it. So that one day, when you spend eternity in heaven, they will say, thou good and faithful. Look at it. Thousands. Look at them. This is Accra, Kumasi. Thousands. Look at mattresses. People crawling. Have you seen somebody crawling on the floor? Do you see somebody crawling on the floor? That's how they, crawling on the floor and everything. And all of, look at the buses. All these buses are rented, paid for. Every bus. There's no bus that is for free. Independence Square. You see them coming out. Thank you for the video. That's it. Look at the way he walks. That's his life. But he will never leave there because he'll be given a wheelchair. Say amen. Some will be healed. Not everybody will be healed. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. Sick people. So today, I am pushing you. Give, support. What can you do to help the gospel? There is a certain woman in this church. This woman is a blessed woman. Whenever she hears sad things, she will bring at least 500 bags of rice. They should go and distribute it. You to try and do something crazy and help people. Say amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. Yeah. So today, the first service, you raised money. Thousand. Some gave 500. People gave various things. So it's your turn also. I'm not afraid to. And we are going to mobilize how many? 218 villages are coming to Hogbajocho Park. 218. We shall bus all of them, including sick people, including we carried about 41 doctors, 30 surgeons, and 230 medical personnel to the outreach. And guess what? All the doctors are paid. Yeah, about 90% of them are paid. Except our members who are doctors. They are the ones who don't collect them. But all the others, you pay them. And they see to thousands of people. And that is why your reward is big in heaven. God bless you. And I love you all.